Civil War is so intense that you'll need a defibrillator to bring you back to life after the screening. We've seen it. Oh my God, that was a ride and a half for sure. So the film is about three journalists traveling across America while this massive, massive war is going on. And what they're wanting to do is to interview the president. Crazy. It's directed by Alex Garland, and it stars Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney, and Wagner Moura. James, I know we were super excited when we saw this, when the first trailer came out. It was on my most anticipated.
Yep.
Did this live up to your hype?
For sure, and I think it might have surpassed it. I can't remember the exact number I put it in my most anticipated, but it was in there for top 10 for sure. But I am saddened to see where the conversation is going surrounding this film. People online, people everywhere are complaining. They're talking about the political side of it, how this movie didn't take a political stance. And, like, you go look at the negative reviews in Rotten Tomatoes, man. It's all like, oh, it's not. It's like, how does this make sense? It's like an imaginary war. And I'm like, it's a movie. So, I mean, if the people listening right now, we're going to be talking about the movie. We're not talking about the politics. If you want to talk about the politics, fuck off somewhere else. So this is not where we talk about politics in here. We're talking about a movie, and this is, it's a fucking movie, dude. It's so intense. The filmmaking is just, it's such a masterclass level, bro. Like, oh man, I was blown away so much. My jaw was on the ground a lot of the time. I was kind of shaken up. I was on the edge of my seat. I just had the chills. It was just such a really, really great cinematic experience. But we'll dive into the narrative for me first, at least. Like, I really loved the fact that it was taken through, or it's shown through the lens, and no pun intended, through the war journalists, like the photographers going through there. It was a good one, wasn't it? But yeah, showing it through that is a really interesting way to depict a war. We've seen plenty of war movies before. And showing a new perspective like this, or a very different perspective, it's just super interesting. And then you mix that in with what he did in terms of filmmaking, dead silence, just photos going around, stuff like that. It's just some really powerful stuff. I think that was a really good way to do it, rather than just a clear-cut government civil war going on. Did you like the fact that it was like through these kind of characters rather than like a war hero, so to speak?
Oh, 100%. Because how many films have we seen where it's based on a guy in the military going all Rambo, unkillable, running through, like, I don't know, what's it called, Ground Zero or No Man's Land, with bullets flying everywhere and not a single bullet hits him? It's fucking stupid and unrealistic. No, that's masterpiece. But no, it was good. It was nice to see it from a different side of a war, you know, which is journalist. Whether they actually do that or not is pretty insane. Like, you know how they are seen as, they pretty much can't be touched, you know. Like, if you see them, you can't touch them or shoot at them or kill them, as long as they have the press or whatever it's called on their jerseys. And like, or both sides like are willing to like take them into the camp and let them document. It's really, really interesting, and I hope we get to see more films take this sort of interesting sort of stance in it. Did you like that? Did you like how, like, they were just basically, like, seen as, oh, yeah, your press, come here with me, and you get your shots when I try kill someone?
Yeah, yeah, I really like the take. I think it just kind of shows the neutrality that the war journalists kind of have. They're not on either side of the war. They're just there to observe, take photos, and allow other people to, I guess, draw conclusions based from their imagery and their experiences. So, I mean, I think it's a really... it just makes it far more unique to show the war through these characters rather than, you know, a certain person who's, yeah, a war hero, like I said before. Because if you shot through the war hero, then it's going to be showing the war from that point of view. And, I mean, this is a very intense war. It's an American Civil War, so that's interesting within itself. But if you shot through these journalists, they never really... you know, have any side in this. They're just there to capture that. And the filmmaking that Alex Garland does, bro, he brings you into it through those cameras and just through, like, it's just so good in terms of, like, the filmmaking there. Like, just The sound, bro, this better be nominated for best sound. It is incredible. Oh,
it's fantastic. Yeah. Probably one of the best sounds easily for this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, easy. I think it's probably, Dune came out, but top two for sure. This is really good. And, you know, I saw the budget for this movie was $50 million. It's A24's most expensive film. Their previous highest was $35 million. So $50 million, man, this looks really, really good for $50 million. I think, yeah, I don't know what's the most impressive aspect of this movie, whether it is the narrative, the characters, the acting, or the filmmaking. I mean, let's just go back a little bit. The acting, we have Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney. They're basically your two leads here. And the way they capture their characters, one is already, you know, a hardened veteran who's been covering wars for a long time, at least through the camera. And, you know, it's clearly taken a massive psychological toll on her. And then you got this kind of newbie who has a sort of passion for it. And, you know, we see that character kind of morph into the character of Kirsten Dunst, the experienced one. How did you feel? How did you like the characters? And more specifically, the performances behind the characters?
Yeah, I don't think a single character pissed me off. You know how there's always that one that's just like, shut the fuck up mm-hmm. in films?
Yeah.
This didn't really have one. They all like served their roles really nicely and mm-hmm. they would perform fantastically. The three main leads, you know, Dunst, mm-hmm. Wagner and Spaney. I mean, Spaney legit looks like a 12-year-old. It is absolutely insane.
I know,
it's
right?
So yeah. Crazy. like, I know that there's that meme out there where it's like, actors get casted as kids and they're like clearly not their age. Kaylee yeah. Spaney can be in like her 50s and she could be naming like 12-year-old roles at this rate. Like, she is young and very, very baby faced. And considering she is very, very new, or at least from what I've seen, I've only seen her two things, which is this and Priscilla. She is definitely one to keep an eye on because her acting is phenomenal, you know, and not just in terms of like normal talking or the way the actors seem, but just like also showing emotion and fear and, you know, happiness, everything as well. Kirsten Dunst as well was exactly the same, you know, just the gritty, grizzled sort of reporting that scene or being it all, shot in it all. And then just how her character turns out near the end of the film, where just everything just gets to her. It was fantastically acted. Everyone was fantastic. I was going to say something, completely forgot while I was mid-talking.
Mid-conversation. Well, I'll jump on from what you're saying then. Yeah, Kaylee Spaney, bro. Like, I don't know who's better than her, or who's better, Kirsten Dunst or her, but both are just absolutely phenomenal in this. Kaylee Spaney really impressed me, and I'm like you, I think I've only seen her in two things, including this one. I mean, look for a performance in Alien Romulus coming up later this year, because as you said, the fear and the shock that she goes through, it's going to play such a great part in that movie that's coming out soon. But she was so good here. I completely bought into her character, but I will say that the character pissed me off, man. Like, and in the last act, I was like, oh my gosh, stop. I'm not going to give anything more away than that, but like, I was getting so like agitated and tensed up from it.
And that's why it's so intense, because you're just like, oh my god, don't do that. Oh, don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, when people see this, they're going to know exactly what we're talking about here. Kirsten Dunst, she's really good. One of the best performances I've seen from her before. She just encapsulates that character that's just gone through a lot, and they got an extreme hard shell, because, you know, that's just kind of what their experience have led up to. I think she plays it really, really well, even though it can be pretty subtle and not fully explored at times.
For sure, yeah. I think one of the best scenes where it was acted in terms of like the three main characters for me was the scene with Jesse Plemons' character. We saw a bit in it in the trailer, and I said on the podcast, like, I'm waiting for that scene because I think that scene's just going to be absolutely intense. And it lived up to my expectation, if not more. Like, just the constant questions that Jesse Plemons' character was doing, what his character was also doing, was just like, oh my god, what is going to happen here? Like, I was like, the whole entire film I was waiting for that scene, and it delivered for me. Was there any scenes that you really enjoyed or found like really, really tense that you just like couldn't move?
Oh, that's a tough one. I actually found, and I it's hard not to give away too much details, but there are some moments where, you know, the characters pull up to a gas station and there's just some guys holding, you know, automatic weapons just so casually. And I think that was the part that really made me tense, is because it's just, they were casually holding them, and it's not like, it's not army guys, it's not police, it's just random people holding them and armed, and they're at the ready. And I think it's just a really great way to really show what this war is. I think one of the underrated aspects of this movie will be the world building in it, because it slowly introduces you to this like new dystopian world where, you know, America's in a civil war and everyone's on a side. Like, you know, there's like all these like different sides and teams or whatever you want to call it. And you just got to kind of play your part, and if anyone you meet is just, it's super tense. Like, it could go wrong for you really, really quickly. And this movie shows you that, you know, no one's really, you know, immune to anything. Or, yeah, it blew me away, bro. Like, so, some of the shots in this movie, like, sent chills down my spine. Like, it's, yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but this movie like shows the brutality and the inhumaneness to war. I don't even know if that's the word, inhumaneness, but how inhumane wars can be. Like, it doesn't hold back in terms of showing you the reality, you know?
Yeah, it's super gruesome. There's one scene where a guy is in a tie, and that's all I'm going to say, because you expect it to cut away, but the camera's just focused on this guy as what's happening to him is happening, and you're just like, okay, cut. Go something else now. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely, like, brutal. And you're completely right in regards to the visuals as well. I think it captures the, you know, when the war is on, I'm not quite focusing on the army guys, but more the reporters. And, like, you can feel the rushness in the camera as they're, like, trying to, like, rush from side to side or point to point, trying to get the shots and trying to stay back. And also just, like, you know, the more wider lens scenes of when they're just driving through and they come up to a town. It's just, like, wide open. You can just see, like, destruction everywhere. It was fantastic. And you touched upon it before, the sound. The sound is absolutely fantastic in this. And I so hope it gets nominated for an Oscar as well.
Oh, absolutely it should. There is no doubt in my mind that it should. I might even go to the next by saying it's better than Dune at this point in terms of sound. Not sound editing. Dune's very, very good at that. But sound mixing, man, it's like there's a point in this movie where, you know, it's like slow motion gunshots, but it's the sound effect is a photo shutter. Oh. And it's like, and it's like, oh, like, and the way it incorporates into the characters and narrative, man, I'm like, oh my God, this is insane. I really hope the momentum can keep up for cinematography, because I loved what you just said about how, you know, it has the shakiness and the pace, and it just makes you feel like you're really there. It keeps, you know, the camera at the war journalists, like the photographers at their head level, so you're right there with them. You're not with the army guys. You're not watching it from afar. You're right in the middle of the chaos, and, man, it does such a good job. This is, I mean, one of the best movies of the year, and will be. I think it's going to be a surefire top 10 candidate by the end of the year. I don't see much top in this kind of stuff.
Yeah, the only thing that annoys me about this film was, unless I missed it, we weren't really given a reason why this war started. I may have missed it if it was explained, but I couldn't really think of the reason why.
The reason, the people like retaliated and rebelled against the government because I believe the president would issue like airstrikes and stuff on American civilians, even if they are like, you know, rioting or looting or whatever. I don't remember the specifics, but I know that at some point it was mentioned that the American president had issued an attack on its own civilians, American civilians. So I think they really just started the entire thing, and hence the entire plot of the movie. So that's all I can say without spoiling it or going further. But
I was probably just too focused on that Jesse Plemons scene that I completely missed that.
That last shot though, you know, where the credits roll and
the photo, you guys so are good. In for it. Like, don't leave the cinema straight away. At least stay for like a couple minutes and just watch how the trailer or the credits play out, because this is so unique and creative.
Yeah, usually when credits start like going off, dude, I'm just kind of, I get up and I walk out. You know, I just want to get back and review the film, all that kind of stuff. But this one, I just had to sit there, bro, and just watch those end credits. And I was just like, oh, man, what an experience. What an experience. It left me in deep thought. So, yeah, you guys watching this, if you want something that's really going to make you think and contemplate, this is the movie for you. Because, I mean, I'm not going to say this is close to reality, not yet at least, but, you know, we're seeing how the world's evolving. I mean, this is not out of the realm of possibility in, you know, a few decades. So it gets you thinking. I mean, that's the way I look at it, at least. That's the scary part for me.
For sure, and that's why it's so scary, because, you know, we had Oppenheimer recently where it talked about what would happen if the nuke dropped and how the world react, and exactly how the world reacted is what's happening right now, and what this is portraying is exactly what the world is going to be like in a couple years, a couple of decades' time, because knowing the humans' track record, this is exactly where they're going to go.
it's a haunting fucking movie, but if you're in for a cinematic experience, go and see this movie. Go and see it in IMAX, the biggest screen, the best sound. Just go see it in a cinema. This is not one where you want to go sit down and watch it on your $500 TV. You need to go and see it in something a lot better than that.
For sure. And with that being said, what would you score it?
I'm going to go a 9 for this one, man. Like, just,
both the same.
Yeah, 9. I was just floored. Like, honestly, just the filmmaking, the shots, the sound, the song selection, the performances. I can't fault really a single element in this movie. I mean, can you?
No, because you just explained my one annoyance about the film, so no. No, not at all.
Sorry about that.
Otherwise, I would have given it an 8.9.
Yeah.
But no. 9 is perfectly good. I mean, holy crap. It definitely is up to its expectations, and at least mine and yours, based on our previous comments and previous podcasts.
100%, yeah. And just before we cap it off, yeah, I'm honestly really glad that it doesn't take a political stance at all. I mean, whether I would agree with it or not, I'm just glad it didn't, because I think for a movie like this, if you have a political stance, a political statement or commentary in this, then one half of the audience is just going to you're just going to alienate half the audience there. So just keep it, you know, a movie, a cinematic experience, and that's all it needs to be. People can make up their own minds about other things in this, but yeah, I'm glad it took that route. It makes it so much more enjoyable.
For sure. And make sure everyone, you go see this film. As James said, in IMAX, the biggest, loudest cinema you can. I was fortunate enough to see it in that, and I can absolutely attest to what he's saying as well. Mm-hmm. And be sure to go down and make a comment, whether you're excited for this film, if you have seen the film, what was your favorite moment, were you requiring a defibrillator or not, let us know. And if you talk about politics, fuck off. You're deleted, you're banned. We don't want to hear that shit here. We're here to talk about movies.
He's not wrong. We were here to talk about movies.
And if you like that statement, be sure to hit the like and subscribe button. You'll definitely be doing us a favor. For sure.
And the review. If you like the review, do that.
And the review. Mainly on the review as well. You'll help us out a bit. And be sure to head over to Spotify, wherever you pod from, if you want to listen to our podcast, Let's Be Real, or search our channel on YouTube and have some fun with us as well. We are Movie Gains, and we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.
Peace.